This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, hour number two kicks off of three. We're taking you up till noon right here on a Sunday on The Fan. Is JT the Vic. Is Chris Miles up after me?
Actually, we have Reese Waters.
Oh, Reese Waters. That's right. You said that earlier today. My man Reese Waters will take you through from noon until three right here on The Fan. We'll keep the conversation moving and flowing and a-grooving at 800-636-1067. Again, we don't know if definitively it is going to be Warriors. We just know the long connection for Dan Snyder. And I didn't even know about the arena football. Maybe I did and I just forgot. I don't know. When I read that last night from Kime, my eyes like basically blew out of the sockets. I've known forever that he loved Washington Warriors and Warriors was a thing for him. So, again, knowing that this was such a quick and hurried and irrational decision. And knowing what Kime put into his report, and listen, again, I can't speak definitively for John. I have not talked to him about this report, but I just have a hard time believing that John threw that in there for no reason. I'm just saying. I just have a hard time thinking that was just inserted in there for no reason, okay? So maybe I'm rushing to judgment. I'll admit if I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong and reading the tea leaves the wrong way. But logic would tell you, quick, hurried, irrational decision made by people that largely care about money and convenience. When you care about money and convenience over common sense and reality and doing the right thing, you're almost always going to make a mistake. I'm sorry. Yeah, like Ron Rivera is the only person in that building of any power that I trust, period. And I don't even know the guy that well. Okay? He's the only person of power in that building that I really fully trust. And when I say of power, I mean of significant power. Of significant power. And I don't trust anybody at the NFL league office either. The NFL is one of the worst run sports leagues, if not the worst run sports league. It is a show. It's a disaster zone more often than not. It's a circus. We think the Redskins are bad. The NFL, now they have a lot more to manage, but they are a zoo of stupidity. Really. So I don't trust them either. Sorry for being negative, but I don't trust any of these people outside of Ron Rivera. And I know Ron wanted something connected to the military. Warriors would accomplish that. It would accomplish that. He also mentioned wanting something to do with, again, some sort of connection to the past. And I don't know if that was... I don't know if that was the intention or if the... I don't know. But the bottom line is this. Again, if their idea here was to try and pull a fast one and nobody will be offended because of the Golden State Warriors, then I'm sorry, they're wrong. It's not going to be the same strike up the band and nonstop assault that Redskins was. I get it. But you're still taking a major risk. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Let's get back to you on the phones. Line, where are we going here first? Line one, Brian is in Maryland on the Fan. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good, good. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Okay, Brian. Thanks for the call. How are you?
Yep, good. So, yeah, I totally agree with you. I think that's a bad idea. And if they are going with Warriors, I think kind of being around the organization in this area for so long, I think their idea is to spin it towards the military, and being a former military member, it's kind of disappointing if they're trying to go with that, like you said, to pull a fast one to push it through and then just kind of change it with that to push it to get it through and then use the military as a pawn in a way, saying, well, no, you're not supporting the military now. That's just something I could see them doing. What do you think?
So meaning, let me just clarify what you're asking. So you're saying that they're going to spin it as this has nothing to do with Native American imagery or Indian American or American Indian imagery or connection and roots, that this has everything to do with we chose Warriors because it honors the military. Is that essentially the nuts and bolts of what you're asking?
That would be the nuts and bolts of what I'm asking.
Okay. I think it's a more than reasonable argument question, and I do believe that will be the spin. I believe that would be the spin that you hear from Ashburn, is that we did this to honor the military. We understand that, you know, and maybe they haven't even done this amount of, I have no idea what research they've done. What I would say is it would be absolutely embarrassing if they don't at least confront the past, and that, again, a major university changed its name, okay, from Warriors to Golden Eagles because American Indians were offended. So to me, they won't acknowledge that, but what I believe they will say is we chose this name for no other reason other than to honor and recognize the brave, the tough, the strong military that is the backbone of the DMV and our home. Absolutely, that is going to be the spin. I believe. I could be wrong, but how else do you sell it? I mean, again, the name Warriors, and I appreciate the phone call, the name Warriors is not a bad name at all. Washington Warriors rolls off the tongue, a great alliteration. I'm sure it's going to be popular with a lot of people. That's not the issue here. Nobody should hate Warriors, right? It's strong. It's proud. It's bold. It's all the things that you would want in a name, except it's potentially offensive, and it's already been in one case proven that, again, there was enough opposition. Yes, 26 years ago. Does not matter. Does not matter. You cannot make a decision that puts you in peril to have to do this 2 months from now, 2 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now. You cannot do this. If you're Dan Snyder and you're the Washington football team, you cannot do this. No matter how much you love that name, no matter what you think you're honoring, no matter what you think you're doing, you're wrong. You're potentially wrong. And you're just giving Mike Wise, Mike Florio, Peter King, all of the other media guys that you guys all hate, okay? You're just giving them the opportunity to just beat your head in upside, beat you upside the head for the next however many years. You're just giving them that opportunity. You're giving them that platform. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Let's go to line five. Stevie is in Houston. Steve, how about this? I'm not going to squeeze you, okay? Is that all right?
I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you, pal. Appreciate you.
Yeah, man, my man. You know something, what I don't like? I hate to take this inferior position, or have our team looked upon in that way? Because let me tell you something, man. You better stand for something. And if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Warriors is fine. And I hear you on the risk, the potential risk there, Chris. But, I mean, we can't go into this thing where Dan Snyder, you know, I can't say we because we're fans, but Dan Snyder can't go into this thing. When you look up the definition of warriors, you know, it's not just exclusive to Native Americans. It just goes across, you know, so many platforms. I mean, hell, if there's a problem with warriors, you know, then get rid of, I think, what is the military? What is it called? The wounded warriors, you know, for vets. You know, so why is it the wounded warriors offensive? And it's just, but I hear you, though.
That's a great point. You're absolutely right. And that's why I said, you know, the term itself, warriors, right, obviously in use with the Golden State Warriors, and you just mentioned the military connection. And again, all of that is understood. I get that, Stevie, but what about the point of going from a name like Redskins, again, whether we agree, disagree, whatever, it doesn't matter at this point, a racially defined slur is defined in the dictionary and is considered by many to, again, something that was proven already to be, offensive or insulting or bothersome to a group of people. So while again, I would agree absolutely that Warriors is nowhere near as offensive to, I guess, many as Redskins, and is a legal term. I just worry that you're again opening Pandora's box again for more criticism and for this issue never to go away. And then what if it does become offensive? Like we would, people older than me, right? And I don't know how old you are, Stevie. You're in your 40s, right? Or something?
Absolutely, yep.
Okay,
yep.
So people older than us would have never considered that Redskins, the term Redskins, would ever become offensive or racially defined slur or basically, again, a racist term, right? We would have never thought that. Mm-hmm. Never once in a million years did I consider that.
Absolutely.
10 years ago, never mind 30 years ago. And yet it is. So what? We don't know if Warriors could become that. Here's one thing I know. Red Wolves can't be, Red Wolves can't be considered derogatory or potentially derogatory. Freedom, the Washington Freedom, whatever.
Right.
Can in no way, shape, or form be spun that way, you know?
I get it. And I know what you're saying because it's more or less it's the baseline of where you started from. And if the baseline was Redskins, a derogatory term, that, you know, it's not like it's the Carolina Panthers or the Ravens changing from Ravens
exactly.
and Panthers to Warriors.
Exactly.
So I totally get that because the history is so polluted
exactly.
with the name and things like that. So then it's like, well, wait a minute, Redskins organization, Mr. Daniel Snyder. And, you know, in addition to the name, then Daniel Snyder as his perceived reputation as well, from what it looks like, you know, I don't know him and a lot don't really know him. But his reputation really doesn't help either, you know. So in conjunction with that, how much of the impact that has, you know, who knows? I would appear that doesn't help in some circles as well. So I totally get the point. So if it was another team, like I use Panthers, Ravens, if they made the transition to Warriors, it'd probably be less likely that it was an issue.
I 1,000% agree with that. 1,000% agree. But because of the context that we're dealing with,
right.
That's why I'm extra, extra, extra concerned and worried.
Right. And you know what? I think Marquette, you know, I don't know how much of a fight they did. That would actually be a good study. I'm going to actually look that up. But maybe they should have held, you know, their feet in the cement a little bit stronger and stood on the principles of, well, look at the definition. A warrior can be... It could be a Native American warrior. It could be a military warrior. It could mm-hmm. be a warrior that was in Africa, South America. Mm-hmm. A warrior transcends across so many things. And maybe
yes.
Marquette University should have had a stronger fight, you know, in their stance.
That's a fair point, Stevie, but you're leaving it open for interpretation, and that's the problem. You're not choosing a name that I don't think is going to be ultimately 20 years down the road be considered a racially defined slur. Okay. I don't think but you're leaving the door open. You're leaving the door open for people that are just looking for a fight and looking for a platform to make themselves relevant. You are leaving the door open for that.
And I tell you what, and I'll hop off on this, Chris. I think, and so if Dan Snyder does choose to go with Warriors, if all the, you know, reports are true, then guess what? I think that's a fight not only him, but, look, I was about to say Redskins Nation, not only him, but Warriors Nation. They will have, you know, for all of those people who had, they'd have one hell of a fight on their hands. Because if I was Dan at that point, I'd sit back, smoke a cigar, and say, bring it on. You ain't going to tell me that this is a problem now. Get out here and put that in all caps. That's what I would do if I was Dan. Appreciate
I hear you.
Take care, man.
I hear you, brother. Good to hear from you. Thank you, Steve. As always, from Houston. JT, do you want me to keep going, or do we have to take a break? Okay, one more. Line six, Jason in Alexandria is next up and on hold for a while. Jason, thank you for being patient. You're on the Fan.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for making it.
Good timing for my call, especially after your comments after the break, Brian, because I'm just going to start with this. You know, Dan is known for losing and making poor decisions 100% of the time. He just is. And so I'm a huge fan. I'm kind of one of those Gap fans where I remember when we were successful in like sixth, seventh, eighth grade. Mm-hmm. And then we went through that horrible period of dross. And so I look at Dan with disdain, and I just want him out of the picture. But I'm not surprised that he's going to fumble this process and rush it or just make poor judgment along the way and be open for criticism. But I do want to comment on the Warriors thing, because as a fan that's, you know, lived in the area for a long time, and for what I do for a living, I work with defense contractors, and I will say, like, I want them to do something Warriors related, but I don't necessarily want the Warriors name. You know, I kind of want them to explore that, take their time. And I do want to say, for, you know, the argument of you're leaving yourself open for an interpretation or you know, criticism.
Right.
Those people have already made that decision. Like the gentleman that you named, and I think you left Feinstein off the list, but all those, you know, the Mike Wise class of people that
right.
have decided to, you know, make their stance on this. When the statement came out from the Redskins and the Ron Rivera quote of honoring Native Americans in the military, instantaneously, all those people that you mentioned and all the people that sort of follow their arguments were automatically questioning that from mm-hmm. a negative perspective. It wasn't mm-hmm. a positive inquiry.
Exactly.
It was a negative inquiry.
Exactly.
And you can see their statements on Twitter. You can see, well, what does the military have to do with anything? And taking that sort of angle. And so, you know, if Dan wants to go that route, like, he has my support as a fan, you know, and if you want to make it your business and you want to be professionally offended and you want to write your articles and you want to go on sports talk shows and you want to challenge somebody that's literally paying honor and respect to the military, then that's your choice. And it's okay to do that. Everybody has that right.
Let me ask you this. Can you sure. honor the military without potentially honoring or offending American Indians or Native Americans? Meaning, can you have a separation
yes,
of essentially church and state, right? You can yes. do that.
Yes, I think you can. And that's why, going back to your statements after the break, which I totally agree with, and my wish as a well-informed fan that makes calculated decisions in my own sort of personal professional life, right? Like, Dan should be slowing his roll here and taking his time. And for the fans that are calling in and are kind of still holding on to the name, I get that. I have people in my family that are like that. But it is interesting, right, Brian, that, and no disrespect here, no disrespect, okay? A lot of these fans are long in the tooth, okay? And we've missed the generation gap here. Okay,
meaning that the fans that are older are not understanding why you have
right.
to evolve and change with time, right?
Right. And right. and no disrespect to them, right? But when we win the Stanley Cup, when we win the World Series, and you see the culture that we have as a fan base, as a local fan base, Dan doesn't have that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Dan yeah. will ever get that. Yeah. But if he slows down and makes a good decision, and you're right, if you want to honor the military, or if you want to take that angle from this area, the Mid-Atlantic, okay, but definitely don't hold on to the Native American imagery, okay?
Yeah. yeah.
It's a problem.
It's a problem. Even if you think you're honoring the military, if
yes,
you
sir.
Think you're honoring the military, but potentially disparaging Native Americans or American Indians or whatever, mm-hmm. okay, as we've talked about all morning, even if you think you're, because all along they've thought they were honoring Native Americans. They thought they were paying homage to Native American imagery and history. And yet they were right in some of their thinking. They were in some ways and in some people's minds, but not in everyone's mind. And that's where they get in trouble, because they think they can do this. We're the Redskins. We'll do whatever we want. People won't be offended. No. You're wrong. Use common sense here. Again, pay homage to the military. Fine. As long as it's safe, conservative, and not in any way, shape, or form disparaging to any other group. And I just can't say it any more than that. And this is what is, if it turns out that Warriors is the name, I'm disappointed by everyone involved in this process. I'm disappointed by everyone in this process, because it would have been so easy to say, you know what? We have to go over counterculture. We have to 100% make sure that we are changing a name, that instead they want a name that's going to make them a lot of money. That's what they want. And that's the problem. I appreciate the phone call. Good call. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Vic, you want me to keep going here? Great. Okay. We're way late. Let's do that. We'll take a quick timeout right here on The Fan.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, with you on The Fan on a Sunday morning. Good to have you with us. 800-636-1067. Why don't we get right back to the calls so we keep everybody's wait time down. Let's... And we'll certainly invite more of your calls at 800-636-1067. We have a bunch of other topics we haven't even gotten to yet. Let's go to line four, Vic, and say hello to Josh in Stafford on The Fan. I'm sure there's lots of traffic on 95 in Stafford, even though nobody's really doing anything anymore. What's up, Josh? How are you?
Man, there's always rush hour down here.
Trust me, I know, brother. I did that commute to Fredericksburg way too long. and nobody realizes how bad it is from Stafford or let's call it Garrisonville to Fredericksburg. They all think all the traffic is way up north and on 66. They're so wrong. It's the worst from Garrisonville down to Fredericksburg.
Yeah, we live right off Garrisonville, so yeah, we hit it every day.
You know.
Here's the thing. And I'm going to try and do this without offending anyone. We live in a society or in an age where there is a lot of distractibility, right? And people don't tend to see the big picture. I like the name Warriors. It could have an offensive connotation, but I think if we brand it properly and eliminate any sort of connection to Native Americans or Native American imageries, I think it could work. And I think it could work without offending people.
Let me stop you right there, and then I'll give you a chance to answer. How do you eliminate any kind of Native American imagery or connection when, again, you know, the fact of the matter is that, yes, people are offended by everything, but it was enough. It was enough to get Marquette University, granted 26 years ago, to change their name because many, some, a group, whatever, a percentage, were offended by the name.
Right, right. But it, as you pointed out, their mascot was Willy Wonka. So if we have a mascot that is, say, a Roman centurion or a gladiator, people, and again, I'm not trying to offend anyone, but we live in this distract culture. I think there will be a huge segment of people that will never connote it with Native Americans. I think how you brand it and how you market it is way more important than what.
That's interesting. Okay, so what you're saying is because the mascot was in conjunction with that, then they tried to get rid of the mascot first, meaning Marquette, and that kept the heat on for the name. In your case, what you're saying is if you have a clean mascot, logo, shield, whatever, that is not offensive in any sort of way whatsoever, has no Native American imagery connected to it at all, you can probably withstand, like the Golden State Warriors quite honestly have, you could probably withstand the criticism that might come with it because your shield and your logo and your design has nothing to do with Native American, again, connection, roots, imagery, or the old name. Is that, again, essentially what you're saying? Okay. Let me ask you this because you sound like a smart dude. How do you get past those, whether it be 2%, 6%, 20%, whatever it is, people that say, well, wait a second. How could you go from one disparaging name to a potentially disparaging name? Like, how do you get around that even if you don't have the disparaging logo? How do you get around that question? Do you just bury your head in the sand and say, well, that's not what we mean by it?
I don't know. I don't think you bury your head in the sand. I'm a high school varsity basketball coach, and I learned a long time ago, you will never please all the people all the time, right? So it doesn't matter what we do. There are people that are going to hate Washington because we were the Redskins. If you think back to when, 10 years ago or so, when the idea of a name change first came up, you had a small percentage of people that were totally in favor of changing the name. Fast forward to now, you have a much bigger percentage because society has changed and culture has changed. I think that you're going to have a segment of population that is going to think Warriors is offensive because of Native American connections, regardless. But I think if you brand it clean from day one, that percentage is going to be much smaller than what we're seeing right now.
I understand where you're coming from, and I think you make a reasonable common sense argument, and I think your argument could work. I guess maybe I'm more skeptical than you are, is how I'll label it. But I understand where you're coming from. And again, I think if you were coming from, you know, I think if you were coming from the Washington, just the Washington Hogs, if that's what you were changing from to Warriors, I think you could sell it easier and be more comforted. I just don't know if the combination going from Redskins to that works enough for me. Trust me, I ain't going to be one that's beating the I'm talking about it now because it's my job to talk about it now. Once they make the name change, once the initial furor is over, it is what it is, and I'll have to deal with any criticism that comes up. But it's not like I'm going to be sitting here beating the band and writing columns every day about how they should change it from Warriors because it's offensive. I'm just bringing it up now because it is a matter of topic, and it is a matter of debate, and it is for the public forum that they should consider this if they haven't already considered it. And if they have already considered it and dismissed it, I think they're making a mistake. But I appreciate the phone call. Thank you very much. Very well done. All right. Thank you to Josh. I tell you what, John, hang on. We're going to give you the proper time. We will get to you next. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. We have plenty more topics still to come right here on a Sunday morning with you until noon. Reese Waters at that point. I'm Chris Russell. Good to have you with us halfway home on a Sunday on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, nice to have you with us here on a Sunday morning heading towards 11 o'clock. I'm Chris Russell. More conversation about the Redskins' name change. This, again, could be the last and final day that they will officially be named the Washington Redskins. Could be. We don't know for sure. And again, Warriors seems to be the likely name, as it's always been the leader in the clubhouse for Dan Snyder's purposes, because he's in love with that name. And again, we've talked about some of the issues and some of the tentacles. And listen, if you're sitting here saying, "Oh God, Chris, please don't do this to us. Please don't bring," listen, if you don't think people know about this, if you don't think people could easily research this, you're out of your mind. If you don't think people are out there solely looking for a platform to make themselves important and to make themselves stand out, you're crazy. That's all people in the media try and do. That's all people in the media. You know, at times that's what I've tried to do, and it's horribly backfired. But, you know, at times it's made me, you know, really in the spotlight. Before we get back to the calls, do have to bring you this breaking news that I just saw. Major League Soccer has postponed this morning's match, MLS match, between Toronto FC and DC United. In a statement, the league said, quote, "The results of yesterday's tests for DC United and Toronto FC produced an initial unconfirmed positive COVID-19 case for one player and an inconclusive test for another player." MLS Deputy Commissioner Mark Abbott telling TSN that the initial positive test was produced by a DC United player and the inconclusive result came from a player in Toronto. Both teams, according to the MLS Health and Safety Protocol, required to be retested this morning, and the game had to be abandoned or postponed. Now, as you know, they're in a bubble in Orlando. They plan to reschedule the match. Don't know any details, but it could possibly take place as early as tonight. You know, listen, I mean, you already had FC Dallas pull out, right? You had Nashville. I didn't even know there was a Nashville soccer team, but apparently there is. You had them kicked out of the competition before they played a game because 9 of their players tested positive. I mean, you know, if we're being smart and using common sense, no, they're not going to shut down sports for one test, for one positive test, baseball, hockey, basketball. Obviously, there are, you know, again, people that are testing positive in all of these sports in the initial rounds of testing. But what is going to happen? What is going to happen when, because of either test results being delayed or because something, some sort of protocol was screwed up, when, again, like a team like this Nashville team had 9 players, 9. How many are on a soccer team? 14? 9. You know, I mean, could you easily see one baseball team having, I don't know, 10, 12, 13, 14 cases? Because somehow, some way, through the testing protocol, it slipped through the crack. And I don't know enough about the protocol. All I know is what I hear and all the complaints and all the criticism. I mean, can we be reasonably assured that nothing like that is going to happen? One case is one thing. Multiple cases is another. in a close fishbowl environment. And let's stop pretending that we as a country have the leadership and the direction that we need. Let's stop pretending, okay? We're woefully behind. And for everybody that wants to criticize Rob Manfred, please. You know, Rob Manfred is not, you know, he's the commissioner of baseball. His job is to make money and to represent the sport for the owners. That's what he is. He's not like some end-all be-all. You know, I'm hoping we don't have mass problems, but I have very little faith. And maybe, again, that is just, you know, negative Nancy me. I'm sure it is to some degree, but it's hard to ignore. All right, so that's kind of the breaking news there. Let's go back to the phones and talk to, I think John in D.C. on line 7 has been on hold the longest, so I want to try him, Vic, if you don't mind. Let's go to line 7, John in D.C., if he's still there on the fan. John, thanks for hanging in there. How are you?
Hey, Chris, long time, first time. Appreciate you taking my call. And
yeah,
it's been
thanks
a minute,
for making
but,
it.
You know, I'm so I'll just go ahead and jump in. So you mentioned it earlier, and I actually give historic tours in D.C. About the strong alliteration of the Warriors moniker. But in my opinion, it's pretty dated. It's pretty 90s, the whole alliteration thing, Washington Warriors, Washington Wizards, that type of thing. You know, my middle school was the Warriors. My girlfriend's high school was the Warriors. They both used Native American imagery. You know, if you want to honor the military like Rivera does, I know when Vegas opened, you know, got their hockey team and they went with the Golden Knights,
yep,
you know, that was
yep.
something that, yeah, everybody was like, okay, that's obviously military. My parents, both Army vets, there's the U.S. Army Soldiers Creed that was adopted.
I would say even though that was obvious, they you know, I think they're still fighting that battle, though, over trademark rights or something like that. There's some sort of financial battle over that name. But you're right. That was very clear military and nothing to do with Native American imagery. Or
right, even with the Centurion
roots.
Head and yeah, the Centurion head and Netflix has the whole thing with.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
You said your girlfriend, you Native, you know, Warriors, high schools, and you said it, like the imagery again was Native American in roots, right? Do you think if, and I don't know if you had a problem with it back then or if you do now in hindsight, or how you approach it. Do you think if you don't have, again, a caller brought up, if you don't have the Native American imagery in the logo, in the mascot, in the helmet, as the Redskins currently do, if you don't have that, does the name Warriors take on a different and acceptable context with no regard to, again, who might potentially be offended because you don't have the mascot, the logo in connection and in conjunction like you had Redskins with the Native American Indian head as the double whammy, if you will? Can you have one, and if you don't have the other, then justify it as like the Golden State Warriors do, where like they're the Warriors, but they have the Golden Gate Bridge or whatever it is on their logo?
I think the short answer is no. I mean, in a city like we are, where we're so politically correct in this area, I mean, probably the most politically correct place outside of maybe Seattle. I don't think you can separate the two, especially because you have a lot of people like me where just that very amateurish sports connection with the middle and high schools. There's plenty of those around the country that are Warriors that use Native American imagery. I don't think you can. Honestly, I think Vince McMahon hit a home run with the DC Defenders. I loved watching the XFL and their new iteration, which got cut short due to COVID. And really, I know it's been floating around. It's maybe not the most popular, but the Red Tails one, that's the one that really does have the military connection. Three of the first five Tuskegee Airmen were from D.C. You're talking about World War II airmen. I think that's a really good one. The Federals, but the Warriors, again, it can work, but it's like you said, we're already talking about going from a name that offends a bunch of people to one that's going to offend. And in D.C., we're as politically correct as we are. It's just not going to work at the end of the day.
Yeah, and you know, Red Tails is certainly a name that has been thrown out there by a lot of different people. I'm not sure if the guy that snapped up a bunch of the trademark names and whatever to try and, you know, again, make money. I'm not sure if he has that one or not. I saw a bunch of the names, but I can't remember every name on the list. I think Red Tails is already trademarked again by somebody else, I think. But... Again, I know right or as of recently, Dan did not have the trademark to Washington Warriors. So there had to be, if Warriors is going to be the name, there had to be some sort of, I guess, some sort of financial investment in getting the trademark either away from somebody or acquiring it again as of new. And that's kind of the problem with a lot of these names. And that's why, you know, I kind of thought they were going to go with something that would be snazzy, but also that wasn't, I guess, commonly thought of before. And that's why this, you know, when Red Wolves kind of took off the other night, I kind of thought, well, maybe that was getting around from somebody somewhere that knew something and was going to really take off. Because I think it started with Fred Smoot, and I had not heard that. And I don't believe, I could be wrong, I don't believe that is trademarked at this point. So there's all sorts of complications in terms of, again, the selection of the name, the meaning of the name, the interpretation of the name, the imagery of the name, the logo, the shield. And then, oh, by the way, the trademark and financial protection of the name. And that's why this shouldn't be done in 3 weeks. And that's why it's hard to believe that they're not going to screw this up. Appreciate the phone. Yep, thank you. Appreciate the phone call. Let's go to, let's do this. It's 1045 on the Fan. Let's take a quick time out. We'll get back to the phones. Irvin in D.C. will be next up. Trying to give everybody a little bit of a chance to kind of explore here and go through. Here's a question for you. Should the organization, have caved into pressure, meaning the sponsors, the RFK situation, should they have caved into pressure or should they have stood their ground and said, you know what, we are going to not only stand our ground, but we are willing to absorb the losses. We want you to come with us, those of you that side with us, but we are willing to absorb the losses and to try and do this on our own and kind of, again, continue to stand the ground. Should they have done that? Should there have been more consideration, even in this suddenly woke era that we're in, because that's what they've done all along? Or do you now understand, okay, I understand these organizations had never threatened us like this, so you have to cave, you have to pressure. I know that's a complicated question, but let's explore that a little bit more on the other side as well, right here on The Fan.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, 10 minutes in front of 11 o'clock right here on The Fan. Good to have you aboard on a Sunday morning. JT loves when I say that. It is a crutch phrase of mine. Hour and 10 minutes left to go in the radio program. My guy Reese Waters coming up at noon. He'll take you company, take you home rather until 3 o'clock. Keep you company until 3 o'clock is what he was trying to say in English and couldn't spit out. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Also, JT informs me that Clarence Hill, from the, Fort Worth Star Telegram, I believe is his current application. Also 103.3, the, ESPN in Dallas. He had Charles Robinson on the show yesterday morning, and that's what really kicked this latest round into full gear. About the 24 to 48 hour time span. Plus we can talk about the, Dallas Cowboys as well. So Clarence Hill Jr. will join us at 11:30. Again, he's been covering the Dallas Cowboys for a long time, currently for the Star Telegram and 103.3 in Dallas. All right, so that will be good coming up at 11:30. Now, the question, the difficult question that I asked before the break, and I don't know if I asked it right. There are many, me, okay, and I know others that understood where the Redskins were drawing a hard line, right? But I now also understand that as soon as FedEx, as soon as Amazon, Nike, Walmart, Target, Dick's, all of these behemoths start taking away your product and start stripping money and start making threats of corporate sponsorship and support, one domino triggers a bunch of other dominoes. One lead dog, in this case, it was FedEx, triggers a whole set of reaction. None of these companies were woke until FedEx woke up. So I now understand, finally, the Redskins have to cave, and the Redskins have no choice, and the Redskins have to succumb to pressure. Again, they're not doing this willingly. They're doing it way, 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 way too fast. I have a huge fear that they are going to make a big mistake. We've talked about this over and over again. That being said, I now understand that they need to cave to pressure. Why? Because even though you may not care about Dan Snyder's money, and I don't care about Dan Snyder's money either, here's what I care about. I care about him not trying to go, oh, you know what? Because this name change was forced on me and because I lost so many millions of dollars, I'm now going to have to charge you $150 instead of $125 for your ticket. I'm now going to have to charge you $75 instead of $50 to park in the stupid gray lot. That's what I fear, right? So that's why I care about Dan's money. Now, he may do that anyway, but the less opportunity he has to pass it on to you, the fan, the business customer, the consumer, that's what I care about more. So in essence, the root of that is, yeah, I kind of do care about Dan's money because he's going to pass it on to you. Now, again, he might pass it on to you some way, shape, or form anyway. I can't do everything to stop every problem. But here's what I know. If he's hemorrhaging money and he's pissed, then he's going to pass it on to you. So I guess the long and the short of it is I do understand why they finally caved and succumbed to pressure. Do you understand why that's the case? Do you rationalize in your mind, even if you don't think he should change it, I understand why he's changing it. I get it why he has no choice. Or are you still, I'm going to hold him accountable for caving to political correctness, to a woke society? Where are you on that? 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. That's the toll-free number for you to hop aboard. Let's quickly squeeze in Irvin in D.C. here before the top of the hour. What's up, Irvin? How are you, pal?
Hey, Mr. Ground Turkey himself. What's up, Chris Russell?
What's going on, my friend? No, I still can't get you a date with Aaron Hawksworth. I apologize. I'm sorry.
Oh, you had to throw that in. I was going to say that to my comments, but you already beat me to the punch.
I remember you now, Irvin.
Hey, real quick, anybody ever tell you in the studio from past or present you sound like the late Roddy Piper when you get a little amped up based on your comments, even if it's positive or negative?
You mean how my voice kind of rises like Roddy Piper used to? Yeah, just when you thought you had all the answers, I changed the question. You mean that?
That's what I like about you, you know, because sometimes I give you a comparison to Roddy Piper, you know.
There's definitely, as a fellow wrestling fan, there's definitely some shtick, some carryover from what you see in promos in the world of professional wrestling to my presentation. I'd be a fool and I'd be lying to you if I said, oh, it had no influence on me at all. I'm not saying I copy or mimic, but it has an influence. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. Real quick, even as a DMV Cowboy fan, but I love 106.7 The Fan and the radio personality. I saw you on your Twitter page yesterday that you had a concept with the Washington Red Wolves, and even if they go with the Warriors, which is everybody, you know, based on your prior calls, has been more political and passionate, which they're entitled to. But I'd rather go with the Red Wolves, you know, based on keeping the concept with the NFC East and moving forward. because, I mean, it's got a little pizzazz to it, but in a way I do like it better. I think it keeps less drama than the Warriors or, you know, whatever name Dan Snyder decides.
Yeah,
to go with.
That's just the point. The point is, if you're going to go through this process, here's another part of it besides avoiding controversy and putting yourself in potentially warm or, you know, soft boiling water or whatever analogy or term or descriptive term you want to use. Let's look at it from this respect, okay? From a business perspective, I think Warriors will do fine. I think there'll be, you know, I think there'll be some interest in that product, in that brand, whatever, and that identity. I think it'll do fine. But I, you know, and maybe I judge things based on who I talk to and what I see on social media, but the world our world is being shaped by 20 somethings, right? And the future of the franchise is 20 somethings, not 40 somethings, not my, I don't know how old you are, Irvin. I'm 46.
I'll be 45 in August. So you and I around the same.
Yeah.
Time.
You and I are inconsequential, quite honestly, in terms of what we want and what we think and what we buy. Not completely, but largely because we're heading to an age where our demographic doesn't matter. What they need to do is get and satisfy and make happy the 22-year-olds, because they're not only going to be 25 and 28 and 30, but they're going to be in that buying and that prime marketing range for the next, 15 to 20 years, which is going to allow you to rebuild and grow and evolve your fan base. That's what they have to target. That's who they have to make happy. And I don't know if Warriors is going to make that group happy. My sense is Red Wolves would have made that group more happy than Warriors, but
totally
and
agree.
So that's another problem with this.
Yeah, and like I said, going based on that content you put on Twitter on your Twitter handle yesterday, it took me a few moments to digest it. Like I said, going based on as a you know Cowboys fan, and I think it still keeps up with the tradition and the rivalry in the NFC East.
Absolutely,
so, you know,
absolutely.
I
appreciate. Yeah, I appreciate the phone call, Irv. Thanks, as always. Good to hear from you. Have a great rest of your weekend. Coming up, one final hour, Reese Waters at noon. We will come right back. I'll have another question for you that I'll wait to set up and throw out for you after the top of the hour right here, Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.